Hi, welcome to the last episode, episode 6 of Bloated Guys in the Locker Room. I'm with my special guest, Carl, who's basically a regular.
Yeah. Because
he's been on at least 4 of the 6 episodes.
Co-host.
And, we were just ranting about Game of Thrones, and we plan on ranting more about it on this pod, so stay tuned. Carl, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, this was a good episode, I thought.
Best episode of the season?
It was definitely the most, it felt like the most Game of Thrones episode.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Definitely. Well, before we started this pod, we were talking about our favorite male characters, and, Carl, I want you to talk more about why, like, Game of Thrones is lacking right now.
In regards to, like,
strong male characters.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, though, because a lot of them actually died during the War of Five Kings. Mm-hmm. You know, you had Stannis die in Season 5. Rob died in Season 3. Balon, who cared about
who
Balon?
Who was the Baratheon's brother?
Renly.
Renly died
in Season 2.
Rob.
Rob died in Season 3.
Tywin was what?
Tywin died in Season 4.
Damn, man.
And, yeah. Of the characters who were, like, the main general, like, warrior figures, uh-huh. like, they're all pretty much dead. The ones you have left are, like, Jon.
And he's not really that manly anymore. Jon.
I mean, I don't know. It just feels like, I feel like he's sort of just kind of succumbed to Dany. He's like, oh, my queen. I'm like, I don't know, man. I miss the old John where he was, like, king of the north, and he was more, like...
Hey, man.
He seemed, like, more of a leader now, but now he's just kind of like a...
Hey, for the two girls that John has bedded, Ygritte and Dany, he's done well for himself.
Yeah, sure. I guess, yeah.
You see Podrick in that scene in the dining hall?
He talked
his way into a three-way?
Yes, I did see that.
That
yes.
was awesome. Yeah. I also saw things about him drinking when they said, if you're a virgin... And
oh yeah, that was.
And I thought maybe he was just.
I think it was
kind of sad because remember that scene with the.
Well, no, because if it's true. Oh yeah, that's right.
I'm kind of sad if it's true because I was really hoping. In the past seasons, he had a 4-way with 4 prostitutes that Tyrion and Bronn gave him.
Yes.
So we thought he had the magic cock.
I mean, that's been sort of. Like, one of the main characteristics of Podrick, and I guess he's... So
maybe he just sang to those whores.
Oh, my God. Yeah, maybe. I guess, yeah. That's a way to put
the
it.
Prostitutes, I mean, sorry.
Yeah.
I just call them whores because they say Game of Thrones. In Game of Thrones, they call them whores.
Yeah, Lady of the Knights, I guess.
Yeah, Lady of the Knights. That's more professional. Good thing this is my last episode.
Jesus Christ. But... What are we talking about?
The only manly character left, in my opinion, might have to be Tormund with a dick. Without a dick, Grey Worm's still pretty, like, cool, but, he's a little bit whipped by Missandei as well, but now that she's dead, maybe he'll become more of a man.
Oh, okay, yeah. God. I was thinking more of, the Hound. I like the Hound a lot.
Oh, the Hound's awesome. Yeah, he's a man.
And dude. I thought he had a, him and Arya had a very interesting scene. Oh, Gendry is interesting, but I don't know. He's kind of a side character to me.
Oh,
I know they try to, like, put him, like, in the spotlight, but I was like, yeah, whatever.
Speaking
cares?
Of Gendry, how do you pull out the L word after one night with this girl?
Oh, I love you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. How do you propose to her after one night?
Arya, I mean, they've been together for a while. Like, they went on the road. They were on the road together. Remember when they left King's Landing?
Oh, yeah.
And they were in captivity together. And
there's,
then they
like, used... no romance there.
No, there wasn't. I know. But I don't know. Gendry seems like he's looking for someone to love.
I thought it was super cool. I thought it was super cool how, like, Arya was like, that's not me. I'm not a lady. And that, like, references...
Yeah, I was referencing back to Ned. Yeah, to Ned Stark.
Her first season or
whatever. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, so that's not me.
But, oh, yeah. What do you... do you think Bran's going to play, like, more of a role? Or do you think he's just going to be chilling in the north?
You know, honestly, I don't know what else they can do within the next 2 episodes, because, honestly, I feel like, by making Bran the three-eyed raven, I feel like he's gotten worse. Like, his character, his interesting, like, the interestingness of, like, the interesting nature of his character has just gotten worse.
Oh, his character was, like, he's super interesting until they, up until they revealed that Lyanna was Jon's mom, and then after that, it just went downhill,
yes.
kind of.
Yes. Yes, yes, actually, yes. Or whenever when he showed up to Winterfell.
Basically. Once Hodor died.
Kind of. Or once, he, yeah, once they were leaving the...
Godswood?
The no, God, no, not no. the Godswood. It was the further north. It was in the north.
Children of the Forest.
The Children of the Forest area. Yeah, yeah. As soon as that happened, he went into that seizure mode, and then Benjen Stark saved him. Yeah, that was the end of that. And also the last cool scene we see of Benjen, honestly.
Yeah. And,
He dies in season 7.
Dude, speaking of the scene...
For no reason.
Speaking of the scene of Euron launching that attack on Targaryens, and I mean the Unsullied in their boats.
Yes.
How did Tyrion make it out alive? He literally just jumped in the water.
I love how everyone made it to shore.
He can't swim. I don't think Tyrion could swim that well from how far away they were.
Or maybe he grabbed onto some plywood. I don't know. Who knows?
Stop. Stop.
I mean, there's a lot of plot armor. And there's a lot of, like... It wouldn't be the... Yeah, I don't know. Because also the mast fell on him, remember?
Yeah.
How did he survive that?
Dude, yeah, no scar, nothing.
Yeah, no scar or anything.
Oh, do you think Sansa and... Brienne are just going to be chilling in the north, or they're going to make their way up?
You mean down south?
Yeah, or down south.
I don't know. I would assume that this isn't the last scene we see of Sansa, and it's not going to be the last. See, the next episode is going to be what, I guess, because the next episode, I'm almost 100, yes, we are getting a battle.
Oh, yeah.
100% getting a battle, which is awesome. Like, I'm all for
it. Looks battles. Like it's going on in the day, too, so visibility.
So we can see everything now. Yeah, no one can complain. I can reduce the brightness.
The Clegane Bowl?
Well, that's definitely going to happen.
I hope so.
I think that's absolutely 100% going to happen. My only hope is this. I hope Arya does not kill Cersei.
You hope Jaime?
Yes.
Okay.
Because Arya has gotten too many kills. I'm sorry. Like, I know she's an assassin and she's really cool. I think she's an awesome fighter, but she got the Freys. She got the Night King. She got Littlefinger.
Dany has green eyes.
Does she?
Yeah.
I don't think she's gonna kill Daenerys.
She might.
I don't think
Jon might not be able to. Jon, we have been saying Jon's a wussy now.
Yeah, that's... Yes, I mean...
Jon's been useless this season.
Jon has been pretty useless this season.
I hope episode 5 is his episode. I hope he comes in and he just saves a bunch of the Northmen, the Unsullied. I hope he takes over King's Landing, does something.
Yeah, he's been pretty... I mean, yeah, he charged the Night King.
He's done nothing. He's just given up ghosts.
He gave up ghosts. He gave up the North.
He's just got a girlfriend now.
He's not affectionate towards her, as we saw in the last episode. Remember, she said, I love you, and he was like...
They still made out.
Yeah, but he pushed her away.
Well, he, you remembered after, 10 seconds of making out, yeah.
She was like... My ancestors, married, it's not any different. And then he was like, no, this is not...
The Mad Queen, man, she's got it down. She's got Jon in her wraps. We'll see. Sansa and Arya are gonna... I thought it was cool how Sansa and Arya, talked to him. Or Arya, stopped Jon, you know, when they're leaving the war room?
Yes,
I
need to talk. Awesome.
Arya's, like, my character now.
Arya, honestly, I used to not like Sansa. I like Sansa a hell of a lot more now.
She's
gotten a lot... Cooler than
she's
than,
hot.
Pretty sure, I guess. Yeah,
she's super hot now.
She's a lot more, and she knows how to play the game of Thrones. See, all about the I miss all the cool politics stuff.
This is what happens when you date a Jonas brother.
I suppose. I guess so. Yeah.
But no, yeah. I thought.
I think her now playing. She's had
plotting the game.
Yes,
learning under Baelish.
Yes, yeah, learning under Baelish, and then becoming hardened after Ramsay. She's gotten so
becoming.
She's almost like a mini Tywin, honestly.
Growing from a little bird to whatever she is now. I thought that scene with the Hound was cool.
Oh yeah, she was like he was like if nothing would have happened to you if we left King's Landing.
Yeah, Sansa's ability to accept that and come to terms and then grow from it. That's insane. So she should be the fucking King's Landing.
The queen.
She should rule.
The queen.
Yeah. Danny, I don't know.
The thing about Jon, though, because I thought it was so. I think the last great Game of Thrones season was by far, in my opinion, season 6.
Remind me.
Season 6. So that was when Battle of the Bastards. That was when Jon comes back to life. That was when Sansa escapes from. She goes north to the Wall with Jon.
Yeah, these last.
And then they have to go to the houses, and then Arya. Kills. She doesn't want to be one of the members of the.
She kills that girl.
She also goes and kills the Frey guy. And then a Sept blowing up when they killed too many characters, but whatever. But yeah, things like that season for me was like the last season that I was like, okay, this is a Game of Thrones season. Now I feel like it's gotten more fans.
Biggest mistake was HBO agreeing with the creators of Game of Thrones TV show to shorten the episodes.
My issue is if all of the episodes were an hour and a half, okay, you can shorten the number of episodes for me. That's fine. But the first two were only 50 minutes. I feel like that was a major throwaway. And especially with the last season, with only 7 episodes in the last season, season 7.
I understand that they needed less episodes for more money, but if I think HBO should have, like, looked at...
They should have considered more story.
They should have realized that 1 year off of no Game of Thrones season was going to build way more hype.
Yes.
Than most people anticipated.
Yeah.
And like made, I don't know. I'm telling you guys, if I make it big, I'm gonna hire Carl. We're gonna set up a GoFundMe and we're gonna redo Game of Thrones, more episodes, better writing.
Yeah.
More Game of Thrones scheming.
I feel like I need to read Winds of Winter now.
That's what I'm saying.
Whenever that comes out, and then Dream of Spring, whenever that one comes out.
I was saying earlier,
when I'm 30.
I was saying earlier, just the frustration that you see from people on like Reddit that you can tell that read the books and stuff, that they can tell they're like a little bit dissatisfied.
Because all of the great moments of... I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who's back home in Anchorage. We were saying that I was trying to make the point that the reason why... Because he's okay with the new tropes. He's okay with like the whole like... you know, like, oh, Danny saves the day, and then, like, it's pretty romanticized.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, what made the show great were all of the great moments from the books. Oberyn's death, like, the Red Wedding, Ned Stark getting his head chopped off, like, Tywin Lannister's death, like, these all, like, very impactful scenes are what made the show memorable.
Yeah, it makes me want to read the books.
And looking at season... 7. I still rewatch some episodes from season 7, or scenes from season 7, like when Daenerys is riding in with her Dothraki against the Lannisters. Like, that was cool.
Oh, the wagon.
Whatever. Yeah, like the wagon train or whatever.
Yeah, that was a cool scene.
So there's a lot of there's some cool scenes, but I'm saying like the ones that were here, like, wow, like this is weight on me, like the Red Wedding. Uh-huh. We haven't really seen. Well, I guess the Sept blowing up was kind of interesting, but it wasn't as impactful as the Red Wedding.
What's your predictions for episodes 5 and 6 as we cap off this last episode of Loaded Guys?
You think, I don't know. I've been pretty good with my predictions so far.
Yeah, Carl predicted that Danny was going to turn into the Mad Queen.
Which hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet, but...
But they've been hinting at it.
They've been hinting at it. He was correct about the Mad King, the Night King dying early, pretty early on in the season, which I was just blown away by when it actually happened, so... what are your predictions? You think Danny...
I think Cersei dies next episode.
Okay.
With Euron.
Nice.
And I also think that we start to see... Because I think that the question... I don't know who's going to kill Cersei. I presume it's Jaime, if he can ride fast enough to King's Landing. He's all the way in the north.
Yeah.
So I presume Jaime is going to... Because there's no way he's going back to Cersei. Oh, yeah, we have to put that out there. There's no way he's going back to Cersei. He knows that she's with Euron, like, or he's going to find out that they've been together. You know what I mean? He's going to get jealous. He's going to be upset. I think what might happen is an impactful death. Either it's going to be Tyrion or somebody that I think is going to push Jaime to an edge. Because this entire time we've seen Cersei's been unable to kill either of her brothers, you know, in season 7 when Jaime says do it or whatever, and then she tells the mountain to pull out the sword, she can't do it. She has all of the crossbows of King's Landing and all the Lannister arrow archers pointing right at Tyrion. She couldn't do it.
I hope Tyrion kills Cersei now.
I don't think he will. I don't think the choices he makes are going to.
Yeah. Okay. Well, to end this off, who's going to end up on top of the throne?
I don't know, honestly. I don't think the throne is...
Who do you have no guess? Just no final guess? Just a random person. You could say the Hound. I don't know.
Who ends up on the throne?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know if there's going to be a throne at the end.
All right.
I think that's my prediction. I don't think there's gonna be a throne.
I like that. I think it's gonna end up with like a democracy of some sort.
A council of elders.
We'll see, yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening to all the episodes of Bloated Guys in the Locker Room. I hope my single number of viewers enjoyed each one. Thank you for listening to us talk about Game of Thrones. It was perfect timing as the last month has been all Game of Thrones related. And then, yeah, have a good rest of your lives.